The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or you got a gigantic stick up your You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna wait 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale. Get it started!
Back off! I got a tongue, I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainical, mathematical, practical.
This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show!
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 19th of July, 2011. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning and Malloy's, the Tailor of Fine Armors, the Baker of Cookies, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, oh, Grand Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, OGR, on the Antonia Bale server, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Gentle's parodies, Elkman's videos, much, much more, and all of our social networking links, you can now find them at kithacore.org. So how are we doing today, Elkman? What? Hello?
Okay, I had to cough. Come on.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm afraid,
Hal, you're loud. How do I turn you down?
That would be in your Skype settings.
Okay.
So, if you open your Skype window, you should see...
I think I got it.
Yeah, you got a volume control right there.
All right.
Yeah,
He gave me the con crud, okay?
Yeah.
He brought it home, and he gave it to the kid. Well, and the kid, in turn, gave it to me.
Well, you know, it was a delayed reaction, though, because I was fine when I came home.
You fought it.
I fought it for a while, but, like, Thursday or Friday, I really started feeling bad, and it was on the couch and stuff like that. And the boy caught it, because he wouldn't get the hell away from me. And then he gave it to you.
Yes.
So, yeah, we got con crud running wild in the Silver Wing to cut... In Casa de Silverwing.
Nasty shit.
You certainly sound better than you did the last couple of days, though.
Oh, boy. If this is sounding better, then, boy, I hate to have found out what I sounded like before.
Well, hon, you know, like I said, if your voice, you know, if your throat starts giving out, let me know, and we can stop the show. It's fine.
No, it's not my throat. It's my freaking head.
Yeah. That kind of thing happens, unfortunately. And from what I understand, tons of people from Sony caught the crud this year. So I don't know what it is. Is it you know, just the changing climate coming back from Vegas? Is it the recycled air in the casinos and in the airplanes? I don't know what it is, but God,
it might have something to do with the recycled air.
Gotta be.
So next year, one of the things to do before you go is start taking some of that immune booster build up, like, what is that stuff? Airborne?
Airborne, yeah. Yeah, wow. But yeah, that's all we've been seeing in, that's all we saw on Facebook last week. Oh, so-and-so has the crud. Oh no, I've got it too! And just every one of my contacts from Sony, well, just about every one of my contacts from Sony was saying on Twitter and Facebook, damn you, ConCrud! Yeah. Well, Santania didn't get it. Maybe she has a natural immunity to it. So that means, of course...
I don't know.
So that means, of course, you know, we have to drain her and drink her blood. before next fanfare. Xanadai is telling me that she did not catch the crud this year.
No, she ended up twisting her ankle.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's like, you know, hon?
But you know what? Laid up for a couple of days on the couch, I think, is better than screwing your ankle up. So I'm good. I'm just about over it now. So yeah, I'm just about over it. You're about in the middle of it. Well, no, I'd say you're starting to decline now. You're getting better now. You just got the headache.
I go through various stages.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes when my head feels like it's gonna blow up, and then it all gets kind of loose, and it's running all over, like out my nose, out my eyes. I think it's coming out my ears. And it's just like, oh God, please stop. Oh
man, Zenita just told me that it was the ankle she had surgery on a couple years back, and she can't see her surgeon until September about this. Yeah, God.
That's crap.
Total bullshit, I say. But hey, you live in America, you know, you have a choice. You can either not live in America or you can be healthy. You can't be both. So anyway. So let's see what I got in my notes here.
Notes.
I contrary to what I said at the podcast panel at Fanfare, I do take a few notes. But they were taken 5 minutes before we went on the air. boy. The NC Wincy Spider is going on right now. That's 4 Bail Court, South Kinos, on the Antonia Bail server under The Spider.
Sorry.
Okay, you need to aim away when you do that.
I tried.
God, you got me wet and I'm on the different floor.
I'm sorry.
And now I have to reset my headphones because I'm getting that feedback thing.
I'm sorry.
There. Alright. Yeah, so if you guys ever bought a pair of, what are these things? Turtle Beach. If you ever bought a pair of Turtle Beach and then, you know, they start feedbacking on you, you gotta turn your volume down, because that is a known problem. But other than that, fantastic headphones. Alright, let's see here. Insta-Wincy Spider is going on right now. Da-da-da-da. I'm not sure if Saya's Hammer is going on tonight because they're on a every other week kind of schedule, and I haven't seen Saya yet. Actually, I don't think the Intrigue is going anymore, so I can just take that off my list. Save there. We do have a few birthdays to go over this week. It is Rowane's birthday. Right now she is on the Crushbone server, but she is a member of the Legion of Kithagore, and her birthday is this week. I think it's today, actually. I'm not sure about that. No, not today. Former member of the Legion of Kithagore, Mayanna, her birthday is today. Or this week, I should say. But whose birthday is definitely today is Chris Mullinex. I'm not sure what his character name is. It's Win-Win's husband. His birthday is today. And I did wish him a happy birthday on his Facebook page. And for you birthday people, here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right. Happy birthday, you guys. Congratulations on making another year. Let's see. Well, there were no deaths of note that I was able to find. So we'll skip over that. Let's see here. Just a reminder, tomorrow, the monthly Moonlight Enchantments events are going on all over the world. And to the best of my knowledge, there's nothing new. Just go out there and buy stuff to decorate your house.
What's going on?
Moonlight Enchantments. Tomorrow. Well, Santania is saying that she saw there might be some new stuff. Well, I will definitely check that out tomorrow or tonight. New floor tiles. Well, they came out with some floor tiles last week, or last month, I should say. But, yeah, we'll definitely check that out. We do have a guide to the Moonlight Enchantments on Kithacore.org. If there is anything new, I will definitely post pictures in the galleries that we have set up there, Kithacore.org. Let's see. Reminder to everyone, we decided to do this after the show last week, but I have been announcing it on the website, on Kithacore.org, Facebook, and Twitter. We are running a contest to give away a 30-day game card, or at least the activation code, so you can play 30 days EverQuest or EverQuest 2 for free. And what that contest is, we are having our annual poster contest. Let me go to Kithacore.org. And you'll see down the list there, Contest Movie Poster 2011. And you can click on that. We've already gotten a couple of submissions. Movie posters. All you got to do, make a movie poster. And, you know, it would just base it on something in EverQuest or EverQuest 2. It can be anything. Make up your own movie or make a movie. A movie poster based on a quest, that would be, you know, that would be a good good thing to do. You can have it based on an NPC if you want to, you know. One of the submissions we got is not eligible because she works for Sony, but she wanted to send a poster that she made a few years back, and it's A Nightmare in Eastern Wastes, Revenge of the Snow Bunny. If Chief Rygor doesn't wake up screaming, he won't wake up at all. And that was sent to me by Chief GM Santana, I think it is. And she wanted to share that with us, give us a little inspiration. We've also received one for the contest, One Night at the Castle Alone. And it looks like it's a horror movie type of a poster, and looks like they're in, where is that? It looks like Nectropos Castle. Looks rather nice. Come on, folks. I want to see submissions. We're going to be running it until the 25th, which gives you until next Monday. Fairly easy to do. Just take a screenshot and just mimic your favorite movie poster. I've got a link there for you can do a Google search for movie posters right from the website. Just click the link. And if you don't have Photoshop or anything like that, I also have a link to fakemovieposter.com. It gives you some templates. You can upload your background image and change some of the facts about the movie and stuff like that. And you can make one from a pre-made template. So there you go. No excuses not to do it. And hey, it's 30 days game time for absolutely free. Alright. I like that one. Texarius says, Attack of the Killer Tomato Covered Vertongas. Nice. It came from Freeborn. There we go. Alright, let's see what else I have in my notes here. Poster contest. There are a couple new items in the marketplace that I'm liking very much. Let me link this in the channel. The Incandescent Swift Wind kind of looks like a phoenix. I'm liking that. If I had the station cash to get it, I would. And the second one is a new shield. Like that up there. That is the Stormbringer's Bulwark. And those are pretty cool. And I know the Swiftwing was designed by our good buddy Nobrin. I'm not sure about the shield. Could be. But I know the Swiftwing is.
Ooh.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Looks pretty cool. Oh, I didn't notice that the first time I looked at it. The Stormbringer Bulwark has lightning flashing.
I thought he did a bow, too.
A bow?
Let me take a look.
I don't remember seeing a bow.
I remember in his tweet something about a bow.
All right, let me take a look here. Appearance items, weapons, range. There's the Chillborn bow, that's been available for a long time now, but no new bow.
Really?
Perhaps it's probably just not out yet.
I could have swore he did a bow and a shield.
Well, I'm pretty sure he did that shield that I just linked. Well, maybe the bow's coming out later. Could be. All right. Well, I tell you, the reason this week's show is called the Pandorica, and the reason I played Doctor Who music and stuff like that before we got started, I'm telling you, I get back from fanfare, and Elquin is just neck deep in Doctor Who. Not that I'm complaining, really. I'm actually enjoying the new series a bit more than I thought I would, actually.
Well, it's not really the new series. I watched all the Ninth Doctor again. It was parts of the Ninth Doctor I'd seen before, but I finally finished him off. And I started on the Tenth Doctor, who I really seen very little of. So when he got back, I was like, well, I'm in the middle of the Tenth Doctor. You want to, you know. So I drug him through the rest. Now, this is something that Netflix had on, and they had 68 shows from the 9th through the 11th. So we just finished up the first season of the 11th.
Yep.
The second season of the 11th, I think we can tape off of BBC America, because I've seen the repeats.
Yeah, I've already got the DVR set.
Right.
Well, you know.
All right, so we're getting caught up with the we're catching up, and we're almost caught up, you know, with the 11th Doctor. Who's the current Doctor?
11th, yeah. You know, the only thing that I'm seeing I got a problem with is, you know, back in the Baker days, he was, you know, kind of, you know, passe about the Doctor thing. He's like, "Who are you? I'm the Doctor." Yeah. And what is it you do? I'm the Doctor. You know, and stuff like that. But these new guys just seem to be very arrogant about it. I'm the Doctor! Look in your database, I'm the Doctor! You know, and just... they're going around telling... I mean, aren't they supposed to be keeping this Time Lord thing a secret? He's going around telling everyone that will listen, "Oh, I travel through time!" Yeah.
Well, you gotta remember he's the last Doctor. When Tom Baker was doing it, and he was the fourth Doctor, there was plenty of Time Lords.
Yeah.
And he's usually saying, you know, check your database, who you're up against the enemy. Who immediately check their database about, you know, experiences against the Doctor, and flee afterwards, run.
Turn away tail from and run, it's the fucking Doctor.
Oh shit, yeah. It's like, oh crap, it's him, let's go.
Because exterminate, oh shit, run, wheel away. You can see what I'm saying, though, right?
I know, but eventually he does turn around and say, "Well, I'm a Time Lord, blah blah blah," you know.
Hello, I travel through time. How are you? Oh, man. But, you know, you can definitely see what I'm saying. Just a bit more arrogant about it. And, just leaves a little of the mystery out. And it's just like, he has to have a moment every week where he's just like, I'm the doctor. Just very proud of himself, isn't he?
Well, he's got to be. He's the last one.
Oh, boy.
The last one.
I mean, what would it be like if I... Let's say I was He-Man. And, you know, I had to keep my identity a secret to protect the secrets of Castle Grayskull. But every time I entered a room... But every time I entered a room, it's... He-Man.
But you don't have it. He doesn't... Hun, it would be fine, but you wouldn't have a Castle Grayskull. It's been destroyed. There is no Gallifrey. There's nothing for him to hide anymore. Most people think that a Time Lord is history or some myth or legend.
Yeah, but it's just the attitude about it. Who the fuck do you think you are? I'm the Doctor! Anyway.
He's got to have something.
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
Well, unfortunately... He won't be able to go back and pick up Sarah Jane Smith again, I guess.
She died this last April.
Yeah, she died in April.
Now, you see, I've been in the dark on Doctor Who stuff for a very long time. Oh, so I did not know that there was Sarah Jane Adventures. I did not know that there was K-9 Adventures. And I kind of heard about Torchwood and went, a Doctor Who spinoff? You know.
Yeah, well, Torchwood is a... What are they on? Showtime? Something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah, so there was little chance of us seeing it anyway.
Right.
But, you know, we can check Netflix to see if Torchwood is available. I'm not sure. But we can check that out. So, yeah, so for the last, up until yesterday, I hadn't logged into game in almost 2 weeks.
Sorry.
Well, I think I go upstairs and, she wants to watch Doctor Who. Well, okay.
It helped me sleep.
Yeah.
So.
Gotta admit, though, that thing with the Weeping Angels, that's actually pretty cool.
Don't blink.
Don't blink. It's a living statue that is only a statue if you look at it. So how do you defeat them? You turn them to face each other. Therefore, they're looking at themselves. But, you notice in that last one, when they were in the cavern that was all the Weeping Angels?
Yes.
They could see each other.
Yeah, I know.
So, that was kind of a plot hole that they didn't, yeah. Hey, look! They're all surrounding them! But they're not frozen. Okay. Plot hole! Eyes... I call inconsistency.
The ones in the very back could move because they're only looking at the ones in the forward.
Right, but you know what I mean. These things surround someone, but
it's here or there. They had to be looking at each other, and they weren't looking at each other. I mean, eyeball to eyeball. You know.
Yeah, I guess. All right. Anyway, what else we got to talk about this week? Well. I did check out. Have you gone in and checked out those new houses yet?
No. I thought you could do it on. Can you do it on live? I was listening to True and Zan. They said they were doing it on. They could get to them on live.
Yep. They're with the other ones, and I think it's West Freeport and South Kinos. With the other ones there, I will log out. I did check them out before we went on the show. You know, after. True Flight and Zan announced that they were actually on the live server. I didn't think they were yet. But yeah, they're in that lineup, and they're all the way on the left.
Alright, I'm coming in. I'm out Eastern Wastes.
Alright.
Well, I'm also looking for anybody else that's doing Tangled Roots of the Growth. I don't want to go to see Wishy by myself.
Here you go, Al. Here, you can just port to me.
Mm-mm. Well, I'll accept it, but I'm already, you know, on Gravestone. I mean, I'm just like a step away from you.
Oh, okay. Didn't realize you were that far. Or that that close, that is.
I just called home, that's all. Oh, God, I wish this stuff would go away.
No, it will in time, hon.
I mean, the cold medicine isn't touching it.
Well, hon, you took all the cold medicine at once.
It didn't do crap.
You took a week's worth of that cold medicine at the same time.
It didn't do crap. I did not take a week's worth. There was only like half a bottle left.
Yeah, and you took it all in the same day. That you're only supposed to take a teaspoon of that stuff like every 8 hours.
Well, nobody gives it to me. They just hand me the bottle here. Okay, well, I'll just chug a swallow of it.
Yeah, it's not cough medicine, hon. It's
Well, it still didn't do crap.
It worked for me.
Didn't dry my head up. Didn't do nothing.
Okay, so let's check out the Fellwith one first. It's all the way on the left here. Tor.
Tor.
I checked it out, and I've got a couple problems with this place. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful area. Nice and big. But, you know, I'll have you take a look around while I'm talking about this.
This reminds me of zone that you fight in.
Yeah, in one of the battlegrounds? Almost.
No, not the battlegrounds.
The Shard of Love.
No, actual castle in Faroeweth.
New Teneria.
Yes, and they do a sort of a takeoff on the Princess Bride in this thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, this reminds me of it. As a matter of fact, this is it.
Yeah, I think it is it. But this is not a house.
Oh.
This is not, there are no rooms. Yard? This is very, very big, and it's not a house. This is a hall.
Waterfall in here. Yep. I like this waterfall. Really.
There were three, actually. One directly back, the one to the right, one to the left.
Yeah?
Yeah, but this is not a house. This is something like, if you can't afford a guild hall, get this.
There's nothing wrong with this.
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with it at all, but they're passing it off as a mansion, and it's not a house.
What?
There are no rooms.
Those rooms were the
But, you know, don't get me wrong. It's a very beautiful zone. It looks great. Very roomy, but I honestly can't imagine trying to decorate this thing.
Open.
But, you know, it's simply not a house. It should have been named like a Fellwith Hall or something.
I wonder if you can swim in the water.
I didn't try. Can you?
I'm in the water right now.
You can actually swim in it?
Well, it's not deep enough, but I can run through it.
Ah, I see.
Do.
Yeah, just kind of running through it there. Well, they probably did that so they wouldn't have to put in the water swimmability and stuff like that. Unless, of course, you're a gnome. I don't know. Well, yeah, let's go check out the other one. What? Oh, you're about to sneeze again.
Yes.
There goes the feedback again.
Sorry.
That's all right. We gotta get you your own headphones.
No.
Okay. All right.
I gotta. Where'd you go? Did you go out?
No, I'm on my way out. Where are you?
Oh, I was checking out one of the other sides.
Oh, they all look
the
same.
It's nice.
Oh, yes, it is. It is. It's very nice. It's just, it's not a house.
Well, God. You're picky.
I'm particular. Anyway, we leave this. And yes, for those of you who may be wondering, I have been taking care of my baby. I've been giving her food and giving her tea and rubbing her head when she asked me to. Been very good to my girl.
I just want half my face cut off and I'll be okay.
No, I can't be doing that. Okay, now the second to the last one on the left there.
Tor.
I do like this. Although, what I would have done differently, instead of having it a tenebrous island refuge, I would have surrounded it with a dense forest that you couldn't pass. you know, just make it a field. Are you in here yet? Yeah, you are. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. I thought there was water up here.
There is. There is a little pond over here. Over to the west. But yeah, I mean, if you move your field of view down a little bit, so you're looking behind you, the field is damn near perfectly flat.
Yeah.
So it's great to build on. So you can, like, build your own house. I mean, I did that when I first got my skiff. You know, I built above the skiff, and I made my own house.
Yeah, well, you know. You always, you know, I think you'd bitch if they gave you a new rope. But this is a big plot of open land.
Oh, I like it.
Trees in and everything else.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, the only thing I would change, and I can do this, you know, if I decide to get this, I could always surround it with trees. Of course, I don't know what the item limit's going to be. But I would surround it with trees.
Personally. I think I read somewhere. Let me see.
Yeah, Latesh is saying that they're going to be changing this before it's available. There's going to be a second, higher floating island with a waterfall, and the pond will be deeper.
Ah, swimming pool.
Mm-hmm. Make a swimming pool out of it. That'd be cool. So I like this. This is very good. And I like, you know, and to clarify, I do like the Fellwith one. But it's just not a house. You know, there are several of these prestige houses that the only thing I have a problem with, I mean, they all look beautiful, but the only thing I got a problem with some of these is they're kind of unusable. By my standards, anyway. They're either too big, or in the case of the dojo, it's a little too small. Have you been inside the dojo?
Yes. You have one.
I do? Oh, yeah, yeah. Forgot about that.
I thought they said, like, there was, like, the amount of items, the space is, like, really small. It's, like, 300 or 400.
Really? For that much room? Wow.
Yeah.
And the, what is this? Enchanted Everfrost. I don't know if I've been in that one. Probably. Oh, that's a piece of Thurgadin, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that I think are too big. But, you know, that's my opinion.
Okay, the Opera House is 400 items.
Okay. Yeah, but Chromie agrees with me. That dojo is a bit on the small side.
Yeah, it's nice, but it could... Now, that would be neat if it had an outdoor space.
Yeah, yeah, if it had a little backyard or something like that, I think that would be really cool. Or a lake. A lake would be, you know, kind of nice. Alrighty. And that library, I don't know what else to do with it. I mean, let me get in there. I mean, it's a library, but
a library is great. If I had not made mine, I'd probably be getting that just to put my books in.
Yeah.
But... You know, but, I've got the estate, and I turned that one room, the big round room, into a big circular library, and it friggin' worked.
Yep, and during the fanfare, I showed that to Navran, and he loved it.
So, I'm sort of hesitant to remove that. It looks great as a grand library. I love it.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's really the only thing you can use this thing for, you can use the library for, is a library. That's why they call it a library. That's good thinking, Jethel. Alright. Let's see here.
We haven't got our fanfare things yet, have we?
I don't think so. I haven't checked it today. /claim. Nope, nothing new. What are we supposed to be getting again? I forget.
Let me scroll back because Zan and True were talking about it.
Oh, well, Santania said they got, she got hers. What is it? Link it.
It's the cloud.
Oh, that's right, the flying cloud. Flying cloud. The flying cloud. I have not received mine. Sorry, not like I would use it. Not like I would use it anyway, but... Let's see here. That just looks... Well, it's a bit shinier.
Wow!
Yeah, that looks better than the flying cloud that was already available.
Well, they can see you coming from a mile away.
Yep.
With the rainbows and the sunbeams.
No sneaking above Freeport in that. Oh, God. Rowan is saying that she got her fanfare badge in the mail this week.
Oh, man.
Keep it for next year. Show up. Hey, look. This came in a week late.
Yeah, I think they need to go back to just picking them up there. Mailing them out, I don't think is working right.
Or they need to mail them out sooner. You know?
Or... How about what they do for any other event? You print the stupid thing out. You have a claim ticket you take in and you pick it up that way.
Yeah, I could do that. Okay. What else we got to talk about here? I've got nothing else.
I gotta sneeze.
Okay.
Maybe. Yes, oh, no, God, I hate that.
Turn away.
No, it's gone.
Okay.
Creeps up and starts to go, and it's like, oh no, oh no, well, it's gone.
Hey, I usually have severe allergies. I know that feeling very well.
And they still haven't put the events back in yet. I've been sort of camping out at the Dragon Ring because I would kind of like to participate enough to get the replicas of the Dragon Ring and the Wizard Spiral. It's, you know...
Yeah, and plus that's also the only place where you can get the teleport pads.
Yeah,
from those merchants.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to turn it back or something, because even when they got the Druid Rings built, you could still do the quest to earn tokens there for a while.
Either that, or I think they need to start making it so tinkerers can make the teleport pads. So many people want them for their houses, but the only way to get them is during world events.
Well.
Have you actually gone around and talked to some of these nervous Vertongas that are scattered throughout the city?
No. What are they saying?
Well, this one says, "Eep, you found me! Please don't tell anyone I'm here yet, please!"
Poor little things.
Poor little defecting Rotonga. See, now he says, I've heard other Rotongas have defected to the cities before. Maybe it'd be safer now, yes?
They can always go through what cheese it went through.
By the way, if you haven't seen it, the new Griffin Wings video is available, kithacore.org or youtube.com/elkvingenna. By the way, if you want to visit kithacore.org, I do have our social links in a better situation now. You can click social links, the window pops down, and you have Jethel and Elkvingenna's social links separated. And you can get to my Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Online Gaming Radio, Get Glue, and my brand new Google Plus. And there's Elkvingenna's Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Right there. God, I think that this show should have been called the Jethel Silverwing Show. We sniffle a lot. So I'm doing it too.
So I'm sorry.
I'm doing it too, hon. Hey, you know, you're sick. You know. I was more concerned about your voice for the show. You were coughing quite a bit last night.
I didn't know.
Well, yeah. Sleep coughing, that is.
I must have been.
Trust me, you were loudly.
No wonder I woke up so tired.
All night long. I almost went back downstairs. Slept on the...
I'm sorry!
Slept on the recliner. Now what is this? I haven't seen this before. A Kino Citizen. Oh, okay, they're welcoming the new Rotongas. I, for one, welcome our new Rotonga neighbors. Perhaps they could prove us prove to be useful. Well, that's nice. I wonder if I go to another citizen, they'll be like, oh, those damn Rotongas,
I hope not. They're too cute.
I've always liked Rotongas. They just got a bad rap, you know? Oh, here's another nervous Rotonga. What does he have to say? Oh, same stuff. Yeah, same stuff as the other one. Nervous Rotongas! Have you checked out Google Plus yet?
No.
I think once it gets going... There she goes. She finally blew.
Sorry. But...
I think once it actually gets going, it might be... As long as they, you know, don't change shit without telling anyone, you know, like Facebook does, you know. Keeping communication, I think it could be just as good as Facebook, if not better. And I don't see any reason why some of these quote-unquote Facebook games can't go over to Google+. Right now, it is in a semi-beta state. If you would like an invite to Google+, I can certainly supply that to you. You can just go to kithacore.org, click the link to my Google+, and send me an email or something like that, or you can do it through Facebook, whatever. Send me a message on Facebook. I'll be more than happy to give you an invite to Google Plus to check it out.
Yeah, I think you sent me one, but I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. He's okay. But, you know, they seem to have all the same stuff. You can, you know, update your status, and instead of friends lists and groups, you have circles, which is fine. Upload photos and videos, stuff like that. It's the same thing as Facebook. But from what I've seen anyway, I mean, it's still in beta, so bound to change, but not seeing any ads. Which is good. Alrighty. Oh, someone sent me something on Facebook. What do we got here? Someone commented on my link. Okay. No, I commented on a link from tshirthell.com. They have a shirt. They have a blue shirt with white lighting writing, and it says, "This shirt is only blue when I'm thinking about dwarves." So I posted it for Linda, for Brass. She thought it was funny. Alright, so, Doctor Who, we covered birthdays, we covered Doctor Who, it's raining in Kinos. I did ask Nobrin why it's not raining in Antonica anymore, and he had no idea. It's not his field. Not his job to know. He does graphics. He doesn't do rain. But no, it's raining in Kinos. It is not raining in Antonica.
That's weird.
Strange, I tell you. No, it hasn't rained in Antonica in a very long time, actually.
Yeah, so who's in charge of the rain?
I don't know. Well, Karana, apparently.
Sorry.
No, it's all right, hon.
There's a new Heritage quest, I believe.
Is there?
Some people have done it.
Heritage, huh?
Heritage. You know, we were out here with the Geonite defenders in Eastern Waste, and they sent us over to what was left of the Tree of Growth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then there's a new quest called the Tangled Roots of Growth. Anyway.
Alright.
Yeah, let me look it up again. Tangled Roots of Growth. Preceded by the morning tree.
Uh-huh.
Uh,
Anyway.
God.
I know, you're hurting, hon, I know.
Humming Wing, Eastern Wastes. It's called The Morning Tree. You do that first.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we had to find all these stones and stuff around there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, after you do that, then you go back, and you end up talking to the guy again. He gives you a heritage quest called the Tangled Roots of Growth. So, I had to go back over there, and the Gloomvine, which is a triple up level 93, I'm supposed to kill it. It says you could solo a duo it. Well, I probably need to duo it, because this little ranger can't solo something that big. I mean, as long as I keep it away from me, it's fine, but when they're triple up, they break my roots and everything, and there's not much room to kite them, so it's like, oh, forget it. You don't have to kill them to get the update, which is good. So now my next stop is I need to go investigate the fate of Wooshy and a bloom of growth. So that means going to the Emerald Halls in Lesser Faedark. It says... anyone can enter the zone to help. They don't have to be on this step of the quest. But basically, you gotta go in and kill a couple other ones and then confront this other one who calls in an ad.
Huh.
And it doesn't look that hard. It's like, I think, you know, a couple people or so could probably do this. I just can't. What do we get at the end? Blessed Scimitar of the Emerald Dawn. And Stone of Sorrow is a house item. You can turn the Blessed Scimitar of the Emerald Dawn into a house item also. Or a appearance item.
Yeah, Latesha's saying that the Emerald Hall part is pretty rough if you don't have a good group.
He likes the unfinished blade better. Well, whichever.
Whatever!
Been hanging out in Eastern Waste doing the quest. I need to go back and find out what I'm supposed to do with the Rygor fort. There's a quest giver there. Supposedly you're supposed to get in with the Rygors too, so I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. The ones we were killing for the Rolled That Way video. Are the ones that you're supposed to be getting good with, I guess, supposedly. So I'm out here killing giants and Rygors past the Geoguy caves. Up crystals off the ground in the quarry. I think I did all the ones at the Offmere camp. I now have a little port between the Ice Fingers you know where Lodi is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's a port up there by the Griffins that will take me to the Eastern Place straight away.
Hmm.
I end up in the Othmir camp.
Cool.
So it's a connection between the two Othmir camps, which is kind of cool.
Oh, that's the one that the chief gives you.
Yeah. You already got that one?
Yep, I already finished that one. I asked you last week if you had gotten that one.
No. Uh-oh, shit. Oh, I really hate that.
What'd you do?
Nothing good, like fall into the friggin' pit. That's okay.
Falling into a pit does not sound like something you'd want to do.
No. Let's see how fast I can kill these guys. Come on, die.
Well, I think we're going to take a music break here.
I'm going to see if I can kill before I die.
Kill! Kill it!
Ugh. Yeah, those giants have a friggin' knockback.
Bastards.
Forget about that.
Alright.
It's not the first time I ended up with my butt in the pit. Well, that's funny about that. My butt in the pit.
The butt in the pit.
Okay, we're going to take a music break, and we'll see if we have anything to talk about when we come back. Alrighty, folks. You know what? I think we're going to have to end this early tonight. Got a lot of sniffling and headachey things going on, and I'm just going to play music for the rest of the night, I guess. If you have any requests, by all means, we have the chat channel open. Do I have any shout-outs this week, Elkin? Anything you want to say?
Hi.
By the way, just so you all know, tonight's show has been brought to you in Germavision, which means...
In Germavision?
Which means, of course, you all now have the con crud.
Aha!
Du-du-du-du.
We like to share.
We like to share, and it shows. All right, we're going to play some music for a while. Good night, Elkin.
Good night.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Jeff. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.